The Los Angeles Railway and its yellow car streetcars were ubiquitous in and around downtown L.A. more than half a century ago. But in the decades since, the once popular form of transportation has given way to the car culture that today dominates the Southland. Now, it appears the L.A. City Council is poised to bring those streetcars back. Council members voted 13-0 this week to approve a nearly 4-mile route connecting Grand Park with the Fashion District and theaters and shops along Broadway. Frances Anderton is the host of KCW's Design and Architecture, and she's here now to talk more about this on this week's DNA on ATC. Hey, Frances.
Hello, Eric.
Now, there hasn't been a streetcar in downtown L.A. for more than 50 years, obviously. Why are city leaders bringing it back now?
Well, I think there's a bit of a national trend for streetcars. If you've been to Seattle or Portland, you'll see streetcars there. And the reason why they're coming back is because downtowns are coming back. Specifically, LA downtown, as we know, has experienced enormous growth over the last 20 years, and that growth is going to keep on growing. Let's hear for a moment from Shane Phillips. He is project director for LA Streetcar Inc.
If you look at a map of where most of the growth is projected to happen over the next 15 or 20 years in central LA, it's basically all downtown, and it's especially on the west side where the streetcar will be built. So our road network here is built out, obviously, in downtown. So we've got to find a way to use our streets more productively.
So what will the streetcars actually look like, and how will this be different from and presumably better than a bus route or a short line hopper like the Dash or something?
As for what it'll look like, that we don't know yet. It turns out the team is still determining the technology, the manufacturing. There's all sorts of options they can go, but it will certainly look modern. It's not a trip down nostalgia lane. We're not bringing back those yellow streetcars. In terms of why not a bus, like that's the question that I think pops into a lot of people's minds, you know, why not a perhaps a less costly bus system? And actually, in talking to Shane Phillips, he had quite an intriguing answer. He said, for example, the streetcar conveys a permanence that a bus doesn't give, that there's something about this sort of fixed route that the streetcar will occupy that he feels is an incentive to development. Now, of course, the counterpoint is development's happening already and there's going to be much more of it. Does one need a streetcar to sort of incentivize that development? The backers will also talk about access to streetcars, that it's easier to get on and off of a streetcar, that there's folks, probably older folks in downtown, who might need assist with mobility. The backers of the streetcar also include a lot of businesses and developers in downtown. And this, I think, is all part of a sort of marketing for downtown. And, and very much this notion, again, this is one that's being tested in other cities that have brought back the streetcar, that what the streetcar represents that makes it different from a car is it's a form of assisted walking in a way. The notion is that in downtown, everything's a bit closer, but not necessarily quite close enough to actually always walk it. So the streetcar is something you can sort of hop on and off.
Now, a good chunk of the money that will pay for this project will come from Measure M. That's the new sales tax voters approved early this month. Does the streetcar make good on the promises that local leaders made when selling a Measure M, or does it perhaps validate others' concerns?
What the backers of the streetcar will say is, we're certainly not front of the queue. Yes, there's $200 million slated for the streetcar, but if it's made available at the date currently slated, it is way into the future. In fact, what the backers of the streetcar say is, our project is shovel ready. Let us release those funds to us sooner so we can jump on this and have the streetcar up and running in 2020.
And finally, how does this project fit in with the overall revival of downtown LA?
Councilman Jose Huizar, who is very much a backer of this Bringing Back Broadway project, he wants to revitalize the streets in downtown. For him and for many other backers of the streetcar, they will say this is absolutely an integral part of the whole revitalization of downtown. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, we will find out, certainly. Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Frances, you.
You're very welcome, Eric.